About 3,000 runners are expected to compete in one of the Ann Arbor Marathon's four races, including a full marathon and a half marathon. The full marathon will start at 6:30 in the morning, with the half marathon beginning at 7:30, both starting on Main Street in front of Michigan Stadium. The inaugural Ann Arbor Marathon last year did get some criticism from community members for blocking too many roads across the city. Mike Highfield is president of Champions for Charity, which is putting on the race. Highfield says a couple of changes should make it easier to get around Ann Arbor during this year's marathon.
We eliminated Washtenaw Avenue completely from the race, keeping that thoroughfare fully open all morning. And, you know, that's good for everyone plus the six churches that are on Washtenaw Avenue. And another change this year is that this year the stadium bridge has been completed. Last year it was out, so that there was not traffic across the city on stadium.
Highfield says the course change should also make for a more scenic run with stretches along the Huron River. He says they also have been working to get the word out about the marathon so people won't be surprised Sunday morning. Highfield says Ann Arbor and University of Michigan police have enhanced security measures, and the marathon won't have a traditional bag drop, only allowing clear bags for keys and cell phones. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.